USA Radio News.
Today, the Mendocino Fire, which is burning northwest of Sacramento, became the largest fire in California's history. Firefighters are continuing to battle the situation, but this man says it's so sad to see people lose all they had.
What can you say? It makes you sick to your stomach. Everything they've worked for all their life, gone in a heartbeat.
The search continues for University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Now, she went missing almost 3 weeks ago. Now, her father is still holding out hope and believes she may be with someone.
It's probably someone who cares about her, but that relationship was misguided, misinterpreted, and went wrong. And I think they are in a place with Molly, and they don't know how to get themselves out of this horrible situation.
Meanwhile, authorities are remaining tight-lipped when it comes to any suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Congress is considering a sweeping package of proposals that could affect air travelers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a summary.
The current law authorizing operations of the Federal Aviation Administration expires September 30th. While the U.S. House passed its version in April, the Senate Commerce Committee is still working up its bill for a five-year reauthorization, and consumer advocates see potential victories and setbacks among the provisions which could end in the final law. Some of the issues it could address include the size of airline seats and room between rows. There's a chance a new law could reverse a 2012 provision requiring advertised airline ticket prices include government taxes and fees. The current version of the Senate bill would prohibit airlines from charging unreasonable ticket change or cancellation fees. The House-passed bill bans airlines from bumping passengers from overbooked flights once they've boarded a plane.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As kids get ready to head back to school, or maybe your child has already went back to school, one of the things we need to keep in mind is how to keep our food budget under cost and under control. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He has one thing you need to remember when you're grocery shopping.
We all know food is a requirement. People are going to buy groceries. But also, you all, this is an area that people tend to overspend. Food, they go in and you can shop there and there's all kinds of stuff. I want to encourage people to get on a grocery budget, go in with the list, and only buy the things on the list. That way you stay true to your budget and you stay focused on your finances.
Hogan is also not a fan of using that credit card to pay for groceries.
As a former banker, your debit card that's attached to your checking account,
okay,
it's protected.
Mm.
So you're okay to go in there and to use your debit card or to use your PIN. It's totally fine because with a debit card, it's coming from money in your checking account.
Right.
With a credit card, you're using someone else's money, so they're charging you interest.
Hogan also has some advice when it comes to saving money and how much money you should have in reserve.
3 to 6 months of expenses on average will give you a cushion if there's an illness, a job loss, any kind of major thing going on. It won't cause you to go back into debt. So definitely have 3 to 6 months of expenses parked in a money market account. It'll make you feel peace in areas you didn't know were stressed. But I only want people to do that after they attack debt and get themselves free of that.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.